Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is out there for you listeners. Welcome to the Guard Your Heart podcast. My name is Corey Lowe. I'm from Chicago. Let's begin. So this is our very first podcast, everyone, our very first episode. Now, what exactly is the Guard Your Heart podcast? Well, first things first, this is a Christian podcast. So everything I speak about, whatever we talk about, whatever you listen to, will be brought from a Christian perspective. There will also be prayer at the end of every episode. So if anyone ever needs prayer, please, I repeat, please do not hesitate to reach out and I will pray for you in both my private time and when I'm doing one of these episodes. If you want me to be specific, say your name, what's going on, I will. If you want me to be anonymous, keep it general. Keep it sort of private, I will. But at the end of every episode, I will say a prayer. I will say a prayer for the listeners, and I will say a prayer for any specific reason I feel necessary. Okay, everyone, now we have the what part of this podcast down, right? Now let's get into the why. This has been an interesting time in everyone's lives. This generation, just in general, there's been a lot of isolation. There's been a lot of loss of connection, as if I need someone to talk to. I need to reach out to someone and no one is there to respond, unfortunately. And then we had the pandemic happen. So everything was amplified. The feelings of lockdown, feelings of being closed in, closed off from everyone. We had a lot of tensions going on in the world, and just every negative thing just seemed to be amplified. And there's so many people out there who, well, they just needed someone to reach out to them, and they weren't able to get that. So that's what Guard Your Heart is all about. Its foundation is simple. A Christian will be there to reach out, to communicate, to help whoever needs it, whoever's listening. Whether they be someone in the faith, someone who doesn't believe in anything, someone who just doesn't know. That's what this is all about. That's why I repeat one more time, I welcome all prayer requests. I want to talk to you. I hope you're willing to talk to me. I believe by God, through God, this can be really beneficial. Well, how can you say something like that, Mr. Lowe? Well, that's easy. This is a life that I've lived for a very long time. I've been saved all my life. I grew up in the church. My parents were Christians. I don't like that. I don't want to say they were religious. To me, people who are religious, they end up being more just about how things appear, and you know, it's like clean windows, but the house itself is dirty and everything else. You see the windows from the outside, but you don't see everything else inside. That's just a mess. That's what I think of when I hear the word religious. But no, my parents, they were Christian, spirit-filled, just like I am. They taught me to put God first, to recognize Him, to thank Him for all that I have, and to, even though I have doubts, to never stop trusting Him, to never stop seeking Him. I've spent my whole life living that way, and throughout my mistakes, which I've made a lot of, I've seen His mercy, I've seen His grace, I've seen His favor. Most importantly, I've seen His love. I gave my life to Christ at a very young age, and I've never looked back from that decision. And it's a love that's available for anyone. The beautiful thing about this walk is that God does not reject us. We reject Him. I did that myself a few times, multiple times. I'm not just going to say a few, scratch that. But God was still there for me. I am not perfect. I will not even pretend to be perfect or an expert or act like I have all the answers. That is not what this is about. My one job And it's just, you got one job. Yep, just one job is to point you all to the answer. And that answer is now, always has been, and forever will be Jesus Christ. As long as I'm doing that, then feel free to listen to me. The moment I stop doing something like that, I am in the wrong and run away from my words as quick as possible. Because I'm doing myself no good, and at that point, I'm doing you no good as well. As the Bible says, follow me as I follow Christ. And that is what this walk is all about. It's a relationship between you and Jesus Christ. That is what it means to be a Christian. That is what it means to believe in God. It means I have a relationship with Jesus Christ. I have a relationship with God the Father. I can speak to him. I can pray to him. He will speak to me. He'll be there for me. He'll guide me. And these things have to be tangent. These things have to be actually evident. Otherwise, it's just spooky words and no direction. No, there's actually genuine evidence that goes along with this. You don't say, oh, my father is a good provider, and yet he's never provided for you. No. You come out with a list and you show all the things that your dad has done, which proves that he is a provider. You don't say, my wife or my boyfriend, husband, whatever, loves me, and then all everybody sees is just you being ignored or neglected or cheated on or taken advantage of. No, you're supposed to see love and affection from that person that you claim loves you. That's exactly the way it is here. God is a provider. It's very important that I say all of this from the beginning. This is the first episode. I want you guys to fully understand how this is going to go and how this is going to work. I'm also setting the standard, not just for you, but for me as well. I have to hold myself accountable. I don't want to be saying all of this on the first episode and then hundreds of episodes later, by the glory of God, hopefully, and his grace, I'm saying something completely different. I want this journey that we're going to be on to remain authentic and to remain responsible and holding each other accountable. Well, I guess that's it for the disclaimers now. And it's about time that we get ready to wrap this up, this being the introduction. I want to thank you all for listening and joining me on this journey. Hope that you share and involve others as well. Remember, please send me your prayer request. This is the beginning of a nice new journey. I've shared with you a few things about my life. And as we continue down the journey, I'll go deeper and deeper and reveal more and more. The point of this first episode is for me to say this. God never fails you. There has never been a time in my life where he failed me. And as I continue to share my personal story with you, you'll see more and more of how God came through, of how God came through, of how God came through. I have so much to tell you, so much to share with you. But we do have to do it a little bit at a time. So I want to thank you all for listening. I hope you share. Remember, please send me your prayer request. And lastly, let's close out in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for this day, Lord God. We give you all the praise and all the glory, for it's all about you. Lord God, I just ask that you bless all of my listeners and that you bless all of those who do not want to listen as well. That you would help them, that you would open our ears, Father, so that we can hear you. Open our eyes, Lord God, so that we can see your face, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I just pray for peace be upon all those who listen, Father. I just pray, Lord God, that you would comfort those who need comfort, that you would bring healing for those who need healing, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just ask, Father, for continual guidance, Lord God, as I go about this journey, Father. And I just ask, Lord God, that you guide those who listen, Father, that you would give them direction, that you would give them exactly what they need, Father, even if they don't know what they need, Lord God. For you supply all needs, Father. We recognize you as sovereign, Lord God, and we give you praise, Father. And we just say thank you, Lord God. We say thank you for another day of living, despite the circumstances. And we just choose you, Father. We choose you over any situation, over anything that is happening, Lord God. And we say thank you, Father. We say thank you. We lose protection upon all those who listen, Father. And I just pray that your favor and your grace and your mercy be upon them all, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.